98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now at 7:45 on a Wednesday. Three big things. Wildfires still burning in California. More bodies have been found. Gasoline prices lower across Kansas, down 9 cents in the past week. California man pleads guilty to making hoax phone call that ended with Wichita police killing an innocent man. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Two slow areas on the Wichita highways out there right now. One of them, eastbound Kellogg, starting right about Seneca, so headed towards the Central Business District. We also have some slow traffic northbound I-235. Northbound I-235 starting about Broadway and headed towards the North Junction. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 39 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 24. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high near 50. Now partly cloudy, 19 degrees. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted. Consumer prices climbed 0.3% in October with higher prices for gasoline, used autos, and housing contributing to the increase. The Labor Department says this measure of inflation has jumped 2.5% over the past 12 months. Adjusted for rising prices, average weekly wages have improved 0.9% this year. That's an increase of $8.52 in weekly earnings from October of 2017. Chick-fil-A customers no longer have to go get their chicken because the chicken will come to them. Company is partnering with DoorDash to offer home delivery from more than 1,100 of its restaurants nationwide. Participating restaurants will deliver everything on the menu to customers within a 10-minute radius. In a statement, Chick-fil-A Senior Vice President John Bridges says delivery is one way to help its busy customers get a quick yet high-quality meal.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A has been testing DoorDash delivery since 2017 in select markets. There you go.
I wonder if one of the participating is the one at Central and Rock.
Don't know.
Because there's always about 50 cars lined up in the drive in the two drive-through lanes at that
Chick-fil-A. That's a busy one, isn't it?
No matter when you drive by, it seems like there's always cars there.
Civil servants in Greece have walked off the job in a 24-hour strike to protest austerity measures and their demanding wage and pension increases, as well as the abolition of all legislation imposed as part of the country's international bailouts. Wednesday's strike is due to affect local government. State hospital workers also participating. Excuse me. Hundreds of people gathered for protest marches in central Athens. The Greeks trying to figure out how they're going to get money free. Germany's economy
usually shrank. Germany just gives it to them.
Germany's economy shrank slightly in the third quarter of 2018, the first quarterly decline since early 2015, largely because of bottlenecks in getting new cars certified under tougher emission tests.
Okay.
So that's the problem in Germany. Now, the steepest drop in oil prices in more than 3 years put investors in a selling mood Tuesday, extending a losing streak for the S&P 500 into a fourth day. Energy stocks led a late afternoon sell-off on Wall Street after the price of U.S. crude oil plunged 7.1% to $55.69 a barrel, lowest level since December of 2017. Crude oil. Oil has now fallen for 12 straight days, driven by worries over rising oil production around the world and weakening demand from developing countries. Dow lost 101 points. The S&P lost 4. The NASDAQ was up, but less than a point. Amazon has chosen a New York neighborhood and a suburb of Washington for its new East Coast headquarters. The online shopping giant ended its 14-month-long competition for a second headquarters by selecting Long Island City, Queens, and Arlington, Virginia as the joint winners. The company will receive more than $2 billion in tax credits and other incentives.
Wow.
One New York lawmaker calls it massive corporate welfare.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Well, I saw somebody on one of the networks last night from
Let's face
Amazon.
It, $2 billion in tax breaks for Amazon is like, oh, okay.
Chicken feed.
Whatever.
Well, this guy on TV last night from Amazon said, well, yeah, look at the kind of of generating money and so forth in the local economy we're going to do.
Well, that's certainly
true. That's a point. But, you know, if you give me a few million dollars, I'll go stimulate the economy somehow. You're right. $2 billion, really? Okay. Well, they went there primarily because they could find enough qualified workers.
Well, sure. You've got the population centers there to attract those workers.
Yeah. The nation's leading e-cigarette maker is halting store sales of some flavors to deter use by kids. The announcement by Juul Labs comes ahead of an expected government crackdown on underage sales of e-cigarettes. It will continue to sell flavors through its website and limit sales to those 21 and older.
Wink.
Mm-hmm. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we're talking about the demand for aircraft workers increasing here in the Wichita area.
There you go.
Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Not just aircraft workers. Competition for a lot of skilled workers about to get tougher. Spirit AeroSystems says it plans to hire more than 300 more workers than it has previously announced. The company initially announced it would hire 1,000 workers as Boeing increased aircraft production rates. It went beyond that goal. Now the company says it plans to hire another 320 workers. Boeing deliveries of the 737 model aircraft slipped in October. Deliveries added up to 43 last month. That's 9 under the current production rate of 52 a month. A company executive says they knew deliveries would drop because of continued issues with an engine supplier. Spirit AeroSystems fell behind its supplies to Boeing earlier this year. The issues were corrected. And as you talked about, Amazon announced Monday it would split its second headquarters to two cities, Northern Virginia near Washington, D.C., and New York City. Each area will get 25,000 jobs out of the deal. In addition, Amazon selected Nashville as its location for a new center of excellence for its operations business. That'll bring about 5,000 jobs. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, it's an interesting thing that's been going on over the past few years is as different locales see a company wants to grow and expand and do whatever these local places, localities can do to get them in there.
That's whether, right.
And, you know, to an extent, we do that right here as well. You've got, you could look at industrial revenue bonds from the city or county as a corporate welfare. You can look at it that way. But those people will tell you you need some sort of incentive, and that's what they do, you know.
Well, that's they call it, but you know, these are the public-private partnerships that they talk about, and you know, for example, the deal to get Cargill to stay in Wichita and build a new building, there was some public input on that had to be done to convince them that Wichita was the right place.
So. Yeah. And we appreciate Cargill being here, Ted.
And if you don't engage in that process, other cities do, and your town just begins to die.
Well, yep.
Yep.
All right. Today is National Education Support Professionals Day. Who are we talking about here? Secretaries?
No, like the office workers?
Yeah, secretaries, classroom aides.
I thought that was administrative professional.
No, no. Cafeteria workers, maintenance workers, bus drivers, all those that help our kids get to and from the school, and while they're there, make sure that they get that good cafeteria food.
That's
right. Nourish them and so forth, you know. How was it? You went to Shawnee Mission West, right?
I went to Shawnee Mission
North. North, I beg your pardon.
Before that, Milburn Junior High.
And well, how was the cafeteria?
Really good food.
How was the cafeteria?
Good food. Loved the pizza. Pizza day with corn. That was always a big one.
Really?
Chicken fried steak day was good.
Oh. Everybody I went to school with complained constantly about the cafeteria food. I thought it was pretty good.
Me too.
And I don't think my mom was a crummy cook, but, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's cafeteria food.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You're going to put your little white tablecloth on and, you know, light a candle? No. Yeah. So you had pretty good chow up there in Kansas City, huh?
Yeah, pretty good. They, you know, it was in the Shawnee Mission District, and at that point, the Shawnee Mission District was the district up there. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, saluting National Education Support Professionals Day around the world. Thank you, gentlemen.
Salute.
Stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got the latest on those California wildfires. Ted Woodward, as always, has sports, right, Ted?
Yes, we have a change of venue for the Chiefs game coming up on Monday night. We'll have the details in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the Blur coming up.
Yep, starting to work on that. Of course, all these the latest criticisms and goings-on in the world of entertainment at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather, as always, in the 8 o'clock hour. Keep it here. Steve and Ted on KNSS.